This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Megan Graham, Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So I understand you are looking for some help.
Yeah, Kyle, we are absolutely drowning in animals down at the shelter right now. And it's not just us, it's everywhere across the country, but we're feeling it here.
So has this been kind of slowly heading that direction?
Yeah, I think we've been seeing it coming for a while now, but it really kind of amped up when the eviction moratorium ended back in March. We started seeing a lot of animals surrendered because their people had nowhere to go.
And so that poses, for small staff and volunteers, probably poses a bit of a problem for you.
Yeah, especially with, still recovering from COVID, really, just in terms of volunteers coming back into the shelter and, people still getting sick here and there and people not being comfortable quite yet coming back in. And, we thought we were there and now we're kind of backtracking just a little bit. But yeah, it's been a challenge.
So what kinds of help do you need?
Well, what we really need most from the community is just to keep animals out of the shelter as much as possible. So what we've been trained to do as good community members is if you find a stray dog, bring it to the shelter, right? Now what we're going to ask you to do is if you find a stray dog, hang on to that dog for 48 hours. Use social media. Try to get that dog home on your own. It's a big shift in the way that we think, but it's going to help us a ton. If we can keep healthy stray dogs out of the shelter, they're more likely to find their way home.
And obviously with social media, that really kind of changes a lot of things. Oftentimes people are friends with at least some of their neighbors on social media, maybe not all. If you can name all the neighbors around you, you're doing better than I am. But still an opportunity there where you can put a picture up there. Even if somebody doesn't know where the animal knows, they know they've seen the animal and eventually you can get it found.
Yeah, posters, social media, Facebook, the Nextdoor app is great. Just holding onto that dog for 48 hours gives that dog about, 70% higher chance of getting home than if that dog's brought to the shelter.
So how far do dogs tend to go if they get loose? I imagine it kind of varies by the breed a little bit.
It's more so just really any lost pet is more than likely not more than five blocks from their home when they go missing. And, sometimes people will think that they're helping and they go and just grab a dog out of a yard. But really, that dog was just next door. So then it gets brought to the shelter. And then maybe the owner doesn't have a ride or doesn't know to look at the shelter. And, the 5-day hold goes by and then that dog becomes homeless. And it has a home and it just became separated from its person. So that's what we really want to encourage people to do is help us keep animals out of the shelter. We need to reserve space in the shelter right now for the animals that are sick or injured or abandoned, because those are the animals that really, really need us the most.
I know some of the walks I do around different neighborhoods, because when you do that a lot and you're in the same area, you get to recognize people even if you don't know them, or houses, cars, and pets. And I notice over in Hewcrest, there are dogs that I see periodically that I think, oh, the dog is with that house. No, the dog's over here now. I mean, it just depends on what you let your dog do and how much they roam around. So it's easy to see where animals end up getting lost or mistakenly some human thinks they are lost.
Yeah, I mean, we have to absolutely advocate for keeping dogs in your yard and as much as possible, keeping them in your fence, not letting them roam. But the reality of it is that they do roam. And, sometimes they are going to wander out of your yard and it's maybe not the person's fault. But we want to just, as much as possible, try to get those pets home.
So for volunteers, what kinds of help do you need out there?
Again, relating back to keeping animals out of the shelter, we need foster homes. We have about 70 active foster homes right now, which just a huge shout out to all of our fosters out there. You guys are doing amazing work. We really couldn't do it without you. We have over 250 cats in foster care right now. If we didn't have those fosters, we wouldn't be able to remain a no-kill shelter, essentially. So those fosters are making the difference, really, truly saving lives. Our dog fosters are getting dogs out of the shelter that are, not doing well in the shelter. They're giving dogs a break that have been in the shelter for a long time. So signing up on our website, it's just as easy as that. Just sign up on our website. If you've got 3 days to offer, if you've got 3 weeks, it helps to get that dog out of a shelter even for a few days. And if you have other pets, we'll work with you. Whatever your situation is, we'll find an animal that fits for you.
A lot of times people, feel like, well, it's good that the animal's in a shelter and all of that. But I try to look at it like from a human perspective. If somebody said, okay, you you're not sure where you should stay, so stay here. And suddenly you're in this environment that you don't really particularly like, maybe, or it may be safe, you may be fed and all of that, but a lot of other things going on. And I know some animals seem to do okay, but others really don't.
Yeah, it just depends on the, that does go back to the breed to some degree. It just depends on the animal. You know, some do okay in the shelter and some just get really, we refer to it as melting. And it's just, they get a lot of anxiety and it's really awful and hard to deal with. But one of the reasons we need volunteers in the shelter is so that our trained staff has time to provide enrichment for the animals that are in the shelter so that they are able to maintain their mental health, you know, by giving them opportunities to play, opportunities for enrichment, like we do Kongs and we do scents and we do chew toys and things like that. But when our team is busy cleaning and feeding all the time, you know, we don't have as much time to do those types of things. So that's why volunteers in the shelter are really important.
And you mentioned once even people coming to take dogs for walks and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for that program, we do require a little, we require one special training session that you come to that just for safety purposes. And so that does, it takes a little bit longer than our regular volunteer program sign up. But once you're signed up and you've taken the training class, we have certain hours that you can just come anytime really in between those hours. And we think it's a great idea for the summer for people, like it's great to do a date night, come and do like, you know, before you go to dinner, come walk dogs. Want to catch up with a friend, you know, grab your friend, come walk dogs together. You don't have to walk. You can walk together with another person, both walking one dog. It's a great opportunity for kids this summer. You can come with your parents, teaching kids the importance of volunteering. You know, it's a really fun activity.
So if people are walking dogs, are they just doing it out there, or how does that work?
So there's two options for that, actually. We've got our Fido field trips, so you can come pick up a dog for the day and take them to a park or a dog park or, you know, wherever, take them out to go on the hike. They have a blast. It's usually really fun for everybody involved. Also, we have a great little trail system out at the shelter that walks all around our property, and so you can just take dogs and walk that for hours.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's fun.
I didn't know that was out there. Has that been there quite a while?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think it's been there quite a while, but it goes all around the property, and you know, it probably takes I don't know, a good 15-20 minutes to walk it once, and you do a couple laps and go get another dog, do another couple laps.
Wow.
And so, we're open till 7 now, so actually we have volunteers. You can come in after work, and you can come in right before you go out to dinner or whatever you want to do.
Now, is that 7 days a week, or
it is Tuesday through Saturday. We're noon to 7, and well, I mean 9 to 7 in terms of volunteers coming out, but noon to 7 for the public. And then Saturday or Sunday, Monday we're closed, but we still need volunteers those days.
All right, and give folks your website info.
SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org, or give us a call, 672-3907.
All right, Megan Graham, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.